Among its residents, 9-year-old Pawana. Her bright pink dress, squeals of laughter and childhood games, a ruse to the horrors unfolding in this inhospitable environment. Pawana's family moved to this camp in Bagdis province 4 years ago after her father lost his job. Humanitarian aid and menial work, earning $3 a day, providing the basic staples to survive. But since the Taliban takeover 2.5 months ago, any money or assistance has dried up. And with 8 mouths to feed, Pawana's father is now doing the unthinkable. I have no work, no money, no food. I have to sell my daughter, he says.
Bruh.
I have to sell my daughter. I have to sell my daughter. I have no work, no money, no food. I have to sell my daughter, he says. I have no other choice. Pawana, who dreams of going to school and becoming a teacher, applies makeup. A favourite pastime for little girls, but Pawana knows she is preparing for what awaits her. My father has sold me because we don't have bread, rice and flour. He has sold me to an old man.
Bruh.
The white-bearded man who claims he's 55 years old,
bruh,
55 years old, comes to collect her.
Bruh. Oh.
He's bought Pawana for 200,000 Afghanis, just over $2,000.
Bruh.
Just over $2,000. Covered up, Pawana whimpers as her mother holds her. This is your bride, this is your bride. This is your bride. Please take care of her, says Pawana's father. Of course I will take care of her, replies the man.
12 seconds later.
His large hands grab her small frame. Pawana tries to pull away. As he carries her only bag of belongings, she again resists. Digging her heels into the dirt. But it's futile. The fate of this small, helpless child has been sealed.